Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah.
Well, how do you define feminine energy?
Feminine energy to me means you are connected to the divine. You are connected to the universe, because I feel the universe is feminine. Feminine energy means softness, sensuality, openness, fluidity. It's structureless, it's shapeless, it's creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's magical, it's powerful. It's just awesome.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Mo. How are you?
I'm good. I can't hardly hear you. Oh, here you go.
Oh. Ooh, hi. I don't have much to say, so it's okay.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fabulous.
Oh, okay. Okay. Earrings matching the accents on your shirt. I love.
As always.
Always.
And so you
what's
and
going
your
on?
Creamy or your white.
I
as
know.
You...
Always.
We have a special guest today.
Oh, who do we have?
Miss Lovely.
Miss Lovely. Ooh, I like that.
Also known as Michelle. So how would you like us to address you, and welcome to the pod?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here. I'm grateful. Thank you so much. Michelle or Miss Lovely, whatever feels comfortable for you both. I'm open.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Lovely. Well, today we're going to be talking about music. And so we'd love for you to introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Miss Lovely, AKA Michelle Lee. I am an independent music artist from Philadelphia. And I started my music journey in November 2017. I first discovered that I could create melody arrangements when I was like 33, 34 years old. But I didn't start working with the producer until I was 36, so like 2017.
Wow.
And since then, I've just been creating music. You know, I think I have about like 16 original songs published on all the streaming platforms already. So, and I'm working on an additional maybe 16, 17 songs. I have a goal to create 33 songs. I'm into like spiritual numbers, so like 33 is like my, you know, special number.
Okay.
To get to. So I have like maybe a few more songs left to get to 33 original songs. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. What's a spiritual number?
Spiritual number 33. So 33 or 333 to me means that you are in alignment, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm.
And that you are like on the right path, and you're just in alignment with who you are, the universe, and your purpose.
Ooh, I like
Got
that.
It. Is that Jesus related? I know 33
Trinity,
is this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at first, I didn't know what we were going to talk about. Mo said this is going to be music and sensuality. And I was like, ooh, that could go a lot of places. So
what
did y'all have in mind? What are we talking about today?
So, I mean, I can kind of like, you know, just talk about sensuality and how it connects with sexual energy. I can ask y'all a couple of questions about how y'all feel about feminine energy and how you feel you are connected with your feminine energy and how it shows up in your life, you know.
I like that.
So, yeah.
Well, how do you define feminine energy?
Feminine energy to me means you are connected to the divine. You are connected to the universe, because I feel the universe is feminine. Feminine energy means softness, sensuality, openness, fluidity. It's structureless, it's shapeless, it's creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's magical, it's powerful. It's just, It's just awesome.
This is making me feel good. That's so weird because as you were
Oh,
talking,
thank you.
Miss Lovely, as you were talking, Mo got a big smile on her face. I got like we were all smiling,
Yes.
like, yes, this feels good.
Yes.
Love it.
I feel so connected to the universe, to nature. I feel like the universe and I, we are besties, we are lovers, we are
Yes.
co-collaborators. Like she helps me with creating music, you know, she's like, Michelle, you have so much sexual energy. So I'm gonna help you transmute the sexual energy into creating music. And you're gonna help to like inspire and uplift and heal people like through your music. So I'm like so immensely grateful that she chose me with this gift to share with the world. Yeah.
What happened in 2017 that made you start pursuing music?
Say that again, Mo.
What happened in 2017 that made you start pursuing music?
Oh, it's a good question. I think at that time, I was like, you know what, Michelle, I'm going to take a leap of faith and go for it. So at that time, I was faithfully going to the Raven Lounge in Center City. That was like my spot, like every Friday night after work. And there was this guy who did live performances there. And one night I was like, you know what? I'm gonna walk up to him and I'm gonna ask him if he does songwriting. And I did, and he said yes. And then from there we signed a contract. And yeah, like he was the first producer, like Spitfire, the one that you mentioned. Like he was the producer, the Spitfire. So that's one of my first like published songs that I did. And since then, since that first song, I just continued to like work with him. And he introduced me to another producer. And I worked with him for a couple of years. And now I'm working with my third producer. So it was more like, you know, Michelle, take the leap of faith and go for it and see what happens. So yeah, that was the mindset in 2017.
Awesome. Yes, Spitfire. I love that song. That's a powerful song.
Thank you. Yeah, and I was thinking about you too. Like when you text that to me, I'm like, this could be for Mo because this is your time to shine, right? This is your
Oh,
moment. Because I
yes.
know you want to
Thank
create
you.
music too. So, and we're gonna work on that.
Okay. Please do. Please do. Collaborate. Make it happen, please.
Yes. Yeah, so how do you feminine energy work with both of you? Like how does it connect with how it shows up in your life? Like do you
I
still
still don't really
embody the
know
new
what.
sensuality, new sexuality?
I still don't know what feminine energy is. We've talked about it so much, but it doesn't really, I don't think it really shows up in my life. But according to other people, I present as feminine. So I'm not sure.
Okay. I feel
Emily?
like it's something we fight with because I feel like our society makes us embrace more of a masculine energy, production, working. I think also just like in education, there's more analytical, there's more, I don't know, just the whole work grinding kind of energy. And I think, I mean, I've been trying to, I'm really big into like goddess energy and like, I don't know, that stuff makes me feel good just to, you know, embrace your, you know, your inner femininity and stuff. And I think that the words that you chose, Miss Lovely, were like hitting for me, like just the creativity, because you know, part of feminine energy is creating. We create life, you know, we create we create everything. You give us, what is it? Somebody said, you give us something, you give us a house, we make it a home. You give us food, groceries, we make a meal. Like we create, you know, we make things out of nothing. So I think creativity, intuition is a big one. And I know that we've
Oh,
talked about it on
yes,
the
yes.
podcast, is there's something about feminine energy and being a woman where your intuition is something that you have to tap into. And it's something that, I mean, frankly, I just feel like men and masculine energy don't represent. So intuition is a big one. Collaboration, yeah, all of that. So I think, I mean, in
Okay.
my life, I mean, I don't know how it shows up in my life. I mean, trusting my gut. Or as Mo's mom would say, your first mind, right? And you know, I'm a mom, So I feel like that's a huge piece of my feminine, nurturing, protective energy. But the sensuality, the sexuality is huge. I think that's innate in us, that, and I think the music piece, because I was thinking about it before we got on here. I was like, yes, like certain music will trigger different parts of your personality, different parts of your being. And so, yeah, I mean, being feminine, I think, is being sensual and sexual and open, receiving, creating, that type of stuff.
Thank you for sharing. Intuition is like, it's huge. It's a big thing. And I'm like learning to like listen to it and not ignore it because like till this day it has not steered me wrong. So learning to like tap in and listening to the intuition is huge. And like even like with the masculine energy, I sometimes like depending on like what you do, like most of your day, like for me, I feel like my day job is masculine. You know, I'm like in my masculine energy all day. So and I'm burnt out, you know. So learning how to like tap back into your feminine energy when I'm like into my feminine energy when I'm off the clock is a huge, you know, thing for me because it gets me back into this like relaxed state. You know, like when I'm embodying my sensuality and sexuality, I feel more relaxed. I feel more at peace. I feel more radiant. I feel more
Ooh,
confident, you
radiant.
know.
Thank
And
you.
there's this thing with like toxic, you know, masculinity that I think, you know, a lot of women have, which I've had for a very long time, you know, just coming back from childhood, you know, the sexual trauma, you know, that takes place with a lot of women and it makes them hard and rigid and not trust masculine energy. And that was me for a very long time too. So like, you know, practicing sensuality and sexuality has helped me be more embodied and relaxed in my sensuality and sexuality and work on the solar plexus area, you know, the sacral chakra and the root chakra, like getting rid of all that stagnant energy and trauma that we store and hold in our bodies that's not healthy. So you know, and Mo had mentioned, you know, being a sex doula. I'm like, I'm not sure what that is because I'm like really passionate about that too. Like, I really want us all to just feel good in our bodies and feel at peace and feel whole. And I think sexual energy is a way to get us back to who we are at our core and remembering who we are and remembering that we are love, that we are joy, that we are peace, we are happiness, we are divine. And sexual energy is so powerful and magical. And I think for me, like that's the way to just get back to who we are, get back to just feeling whole and feeling ourselves, you know, if that makes sense.
So how do you practice sensuality and
I was
sexuality?
about to ask the
Because
same thing. I wrote that down. That's the same question I have, Mo.
don't have either of those, and times are hard, so
Yes. And everybody is busy, you know, and so like carving out time to just focus on being sensual and sexual can be challenging, right? I have these tools and these practices. I've been learning about Tantra, and Tantra is all about being sensual, being mindful, being present, just being connected like with the seven chakras and using your sexual energy to open up your chakras and to remove any blockages from your chakras. So one of my practices that I do that doesn't require any form of training is to move your body. Just to move, like move your body in a way that's sensual and slow and structureless and ways that feels good. So you put on some sensual music, you know, that makes you feel good and just get into that space and just, you know, and just feel like just allow your body to move, drop out of your head, drop into your heart space and just move your body and move it slow and sensually, move it sexually. You can do it in front of the mirror. You can be naked, you know,
Oh, not naked.
just
What?
feeling comfortable with your body, just feeling comfortable with who you are, just, you know, embracing and accepting every inch of you, every part of you and loving every part of you. So I would recommend, I would invite, women, non-binary, everyone, to do that if it's not already a part of, their practice. What else? Like, there's something that I started, like Sex Magic. It's another practice
Yay,
that
let's hear it.
yes, that's another practice that we can do to activate our sexual energy and heal ourselves. And it's really, you can activate your sexual energy by squeezing like the perineal muscles, or like the, like Kegels, like squeezing like the muscles that stop you from peeing, like on and off to activate your sexual energy. And what you can do it standing up, you can do it laying down, whatever is like comfortable for you. And you literally move that energy up your seven chakras and back down to, give yourself like this full body energy orgasm, right? And
How many
that
cables do you
can,
have to do?
that's a good question. I guess like enough to the point where you feel like you're aroused, like you feel like, I think like all the chakras are connected, right? So for me, sometimes I can feel it like in my third eye chakra. Like there's like this euphoric like feeling that you get from like your third eye chakra, and then it works all the way back down. So when you feel like, when you have like this feel good feeling, like you have like this natural high, it's just like euphoric, then you can start channeling that energy and working it, through your seven chakras. And that's also something called like the microcosmic orbit that you can practice. It's the same concept. You usually do this standing up. You squeeze your muscles and then you just work the energy up through your seven chakras and then back down. And then you just
Okay.
do that over again. And if it's your first time doing it, I would recommend having a glass of water nearby, because the first time I did it, I kind of felt lightheaded. But that's like all the like the energy could be leaving your body and releasing, or just the euphoric feeling that you are experiencing can kind of make you like a little like
Oh,
lightheaded. So
wow.
it's a good thing. But yeah, you just want to make sure you have a glass of water with you. And then there are other practices that you can do like with the partner called the KISS meditation. It stands for kinetic,
Do cats?
intimate, sensual, slow. You could do it by yourself too, and it's for family. It's a family version, friends version, and a lover's version. And I think it's like one of the most beautiful like meditations, because it's you're very centered and you're still, and it's like a meditation, and you're being very connected to yourself. You put your hand on your heart, and you close your eyes. You take deep breaths. But if you imagine doing it with a partner where both your hands are, on each other's hearts, and you're breathing, taking deep breaths at the same time, you can be interconnected through the genitals, and you're just either looking into each other's eyes or your eyes are closed. And it's just a beautiful, meditation. So yeah, so starting out, I would recommend like the sensual embodiment movement, because there's really nothing, so that you're just moving, put on some music or no music, whatever makes you feel comfortable, and you just go for it,
I already do that, so that sounds like I'm on the path here.
Yes,
Love
indeed.
dancing around. It's definitely
Yes.
sensual. We talked in the previous episode about trying to learn how to twerk, and
Yes.
definitely not, but it is fun, and it almost brings you back to childhood in a way.
Like a freedom.
A freedom, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's liberation, and one of the reasons why I do what I do, because it helps me also to dissolve any like negative thoughts, feelings, emotions that I have around my sexuality and sensuality, experiencing sexual trauma at a young age and then into my adulthood. So being sensual, being sexual, and you see the way that I post, It's like, it's very liberating for me, and it's intentional. And part of the purpose is also to, help other, women to embrace their sensuality and sexuality and just fully accept that it's okay. There's nothing shameful about being sensual or sexual. There's nothing disgusting about being sensual or sexual. It's who we are. It's innately who we are. Like, we're sexual beings, so. Yeah.
I think that's important. I think we talk a lot about like midlife journeys and the transition through womanhood and coming to this age. I've got three kids, I'm married, and sometimes sexuality and sensuality get kind of pushed to the side. You're just doing life, and I think one of the things I've learned this last year, and it's very recent for me, is to tap into that. And I think, what you were talking about, Miss Lovely, about, and this is something I used to do when I was single. And so now I find myself doing it now. I'm reading more romance, sensual, sexual literature. I am listening more to music. I mean, I'm busting out the D'Angelo from like back in the day. And
Yes.
it's one of those things too, having had children, I'm getting older, your body is changing, getting to reconnect with my body. I do a lot of dancing now, which is like before I get in the shower or whatever, I'm naked, I'm acknowledging what's going on with my body, loving the, I'm not doing anything other than just appreciating what I'm working with. Because I feel like no matter what you hear from the outside, my husband is always giving praise about my body. If I don't feel it, if I'm not connected to it, there's a connection, like a missing connection when we are intimate, if I'm not loving what I'm bringing to the bedroom or to the whatever. So I think it's important, and I did this when I was younger, to just acknowledge what I've got going on, the dancing, the moving it, watching how it moves, like just appreciating. And this is weird to say out loud because I'm not a very overtly sexual, whatever, but when I'm not connected to myself, I am not connected sexually. I am not in a sexual mind place. So it's when let me tell you, I am blowing through these books. Okay.
I was like,
Just the,
oh, Wibbly.
I am, no, but the book, like I think surrounding yourself with, I think it's a good idea to surround yourself with things that spark that within you. And for me, it's been literature and music.
Music, yes.
Yes. Because without those two, when I was just doing life, and not focusing on, that's another piece of my health, my energy. Without focusing on that, you can completely have years blow by where you're not connecting in a deeper sensual way. So for me, it's been literature and music, to get me there, and just acknowledging my body and loving the changes that are happening.
Loving, yes.
Oh,
That's all I have to
yeah, I
add to
love
that.
that. Yeah, thanks for
I
sharing. Yeah.
get shy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's important. Especially as you age, because a lot of times I think people think you get older and you're not supposed to be sexual anymore. You're not supposed to still have that vital piece of you.
Oh, they're getting it in. That's why they have all these STDs and STIs.
Yeah,
All right.
but we talked about invisible women. I mean, as you get to a certain age, society looks at you like you're done. You're done. Go be an auntie somewhere. Go be a mom or grandma, whatever, somewhere. And that piece of you is still very much alive. Like, I feel like you can't just let that shrivel off and die. You gotta keep
And it
living.
rises
Oh
for us.
yeah.
The older we get, the stronger it gets.
Yes, the better it
So,
gets. Let me tell you.
woo,
Well,
okay.
I feel
Yes,
like, sex in your 20s, sensuality, you didn't have a, I mean, if you were like most people, you didn't have an understanding of what was going on. There were no connect. I mean, there are time now that you can just give a look and it's like a, there's an understanding, a connection, you connect deeper. It's not just physical. There's spirits combining.
Yes.
There's, your whole worlds are coming together. And so I think that's something that didn't happen for me in my 20s. I didn't know what was going on. I was just doing, but now it's, you feel things deeper, I feel like.
Wow.
Definitely physically and emotionally, there's a deeper connection, for
See,
me
I'm
at least
missing
that way.
out. I got some sex to catch up on one.
Get it.
Yeah, you can have sex with yourself. That's what I do. Like, you can
Oh, hey.
have a self-pleasure practice. Like, you can set, time aside once a week, to like self-pleasure, and it doesn't have to be anything, crazy. It can just be as simple as, if you have a feather, let's take a feather and like slowly, like, gently, glide it against your body. If you have some massage oil, massage yourself, like, the things
Can't
that
feel
you
it
would
when you
want.
massage yourself. That's the thing.
Ooh, I feel it. I
It
massage
feels
my
what?
feet, and it's
It doesn't
wonderful.
feel like when somebody else when you touch yourself.
Or you know what else I've realized too, and I think this is a big part of like self-care is just feeding your senses. And it's not necessarily just sexuality, but like candles and scents. And I feel like textures of things. Like if you get some good bed sheets that just feel good, or like pajamas that feel good on your skin, or a good nice like body butter that you massage in. It's like, or foods like, you know, once in a while treat yourself to something delicious, or like sensual foods even, but just all the senses, music, you know, watch something that you find arousing or whatever, like just all of those things. There's so many senses that I feel like we go through life just doing and desensitized. And so if you could take time to just immerse yourself in feeling things and smelling things and
Yes, mindfulness.
yes.
Yes, like
So it is just
yeah,
slowing
bringing in
down
all
and
the
being
five
present and
senses.
mindful. Yeah, mindfulness, Mo. Yeah. Because that feels good. That feels like a treat when you go through life just numb, and then you take the time to sit and, hey, I can smell this candle, or I can rub this delicious body butter all on my, you know, like just
It's delicious. Like it's delicious and
treating yourself. Yeah, just
flirtatious. I
treat.
was mentioning to Mo about, being like flirtatious with life, being flirtatious with everything that you do. It doesn't have to be, sensual or sexual, and like what you were saying, like about the food and, watching something on TV. You can like flirt with your food. Like, take a fork, a spoon and like look at it like, you look so
Oh,
fucking
I do
good.
that.
And
I
I'm
do
about
that
to
all the
put you
time. I'm
into
a
my
eat.
mouth.
Yes. Yeah. That's an easy way. Food. I will talk to my food. Oh my gosh. I love it. Well, one thing, Mo, one thing I know you told me, and whatever, I'll take this out if you don't like it. But I was asking, what's your favorite scent? I asked a couple friends that just to have ideas of like, you know, gifts, like if they want a candle of some sort. And you said man smell. And whatever that smells like, because I know that smell is a strong, is strong too. So like smells can take you back to a memory, smells can arouse, you know, pheromones and things like that. And so I feel like certain smells, certain scents, I know if my husband wears like a different scented lotion, I'm like, ooh, what is that? You know, like, so I think that candles, things like that can also help, like a, you know, a strong, like manly smell as opposed to like a floral feminine smell. That could be
Yeah,
something
that's my
too.
candles are sandalwood and teak
Yes.
wood. I do all of the
Yes.
masculine smells. I love them. I love it when an uncle passes by, they'd be
And you're
smelling
like, ooh,
good.
yes.
Love it.
That plays on the pheromones, I feel like, and just what we pick up on. So I
Yeah,
think
I'm
that's a
deep
good one.
into smell. Yeah.
You always talk about
Yes, me
smell.
too.
When we watch our
I get
TV shows, you're like, they need
by.
smell-o-vision.
Yeah, I'm really like that's one of my major senses. Yeah, because sometimes we watch these dating shows or these marriage shows and people seem perfectly fine and then something just switches and then there's no explanation and I'm always like they probably stink.
But that's big. That's, I think that taps into, you know, what the connection's about. It's about the senses, you know, like the sense of touch we've been talking about a lot, but the sense of smell, taste, you know, seeing them all, I don't know what hearing, you know, all the senses. I think that's a huge part about, you know, with sensuality, obviously sensuality, your senses, and intimacy and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, touch is a big thing for me. People are always like, "Oh, you should pleasure yourself. You should do this and that." But it's a feeling of pressure of, somebody else, like a I
A
can't describe,
connection,
but
maybe?
yeah, it's
Presence?
different. It's a presence. Yeah.
So it's
The
the
energy.
connection. Yeah, the
I'm
energy of somebody else.
demisexual, so I have to have a spiritual connection with someone first. I mean, obviously, when we were younger and stuff, we didn't do it, and that's why it sucked.
Yeah.
So,
That's what I'm saying. There's like a deeper level now when you understand
yeah.
yourself more and your what your needs are. And when someone finally meets those needs, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like 40s, I'm just getting started in my 40s. Like,
Right, right.
20s and 30s, like, oh my God, like y'all were saying, I didn't have a clue
Yeah,
about what
waste
I
of
was
time.
doing. Right? But 40s, you know, I have a better understanding of who I am and what I want, what I don't want, my needs. You know, I feel like I'm better with articulating myself and
Yes. More
communicating, you
confident.
know,
Confident to say, this
more
is what I, you need
confident.
to do this.
Saying you, yes. Feedback, yes.
Yes. And not
Yeah.
being ashamed about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
Or
know, I
don't
have
do
no
that. I
shame.
don't like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know, I feel
Yeah.
like that's a part of growth and a part of growing up, because there probably was shame in the beginning, like, oh, okay. You know, that's the
Yeah, we talked
Yeah.
about this too, like with body positivity and thing. And I said part of me, the reason why I've never been comfortable is because my stomach. And so it's like somebody touching it, and then it's like if they touch it, they want to touch it. You know, they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's putting the gun to their head. So kind of like you said, doing those mindful activities, doing the meditation, doing the chakra work, because then you get out of your head and are able to enjoy these sensual moments.
Exactly,
And love that
exactly.
tummy. Love that tummy.
Yes,
Or
love your
that's
tummy,
another
girl.
practice.
Yes.
I think maybe we
Belly
could talk about
dancing.
belly dancing. Yes. That's a beautiful way to embrace your body. And I think it's for all bodies. Belly dancing is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm signing.
Yes.
We talked about it. Yeah, I'm gonna sign up.
And the way
Yes.
the movements. Yes.
I think the Philadelphia Burlesque Academy has a belly dance class.
Ooh.
If you want to look into it, I signed up for burlesque classes myself.
Oh,
So,
yes.
you know, I can send you the info if you want.
Yes. Love burlesque. I took burlesque in 2019. That was fun.
Ooh,
Did
how was your
the gloves.
experience?
You know, I take these classes for one day I'll get to use this, all these things, you know. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You do the chair work, you do gloves, you do this
Ooh.
stuff on the floor. I've taken pole dancing class. You do the floor work, you do the pole work. Hayes, that didn't really work with me, National Geographic style. So I wasn't able to flip the I wasn't able to flip the pasties, but we tried. The lady came and tried to help me. We did feathers. Hopefully they were vegan. I don't know, but we did that. And it was all just the introductory class we did all of that in.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's worth it. I'm
Nice.
sure Philadelphia is probably similar in that you'll get all of those basic things. And then the next thing is, you know, let's go, let's put on a show.
Did you do a show?
No, I did not.
Oh, I was like,
I said that's the next
okay.
But yeah, belly dancing is the next thing for sure.
Yes, I'm all for it. Music
What's
and your
your
belly dancing.
most sensual song to you? Your most sensual piece of work of your own.
So I'm currently working on a song called Mirror. So I would have to say that would probably be my most sensual and sexual song that I'm working on. Maybe that'll come out April, May-ish.
Okay.
Yes, I'm really excited about that one. And that's the song that I want to do open mic nights for, because I think I will be more relaxed. You know, my social anxiety or performance anxiety won't be as high, because I'll be in like my sensual and sexual space then with that song. But my other song, I would have to say A Long Time, that
Ooh.
was
Oh, okay.
published 2021, I think. And A Long Time is really about just accepting and embracing our bodies and self-exploration, like figuring out like what feels good to us. And there's some like affirmations in that song, like I'm beautiful, I'm wonderful, I'm very sensual, sexual. So I love that song for a long time. And I think I have one more song that's kind of like sensual and sexual, but I like to say those two songs. Yeah.
Okay.
So
And I almost
where
got
can our
everyone here,
listeners?
like,
Oh,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
no,
Oh,
I was gonna
they're
say,
coming
where
to
can our
show.
listeners? Yeah, right. Where can our listeners find your music? Where can they listen?
They can go to my IG page. I'm at Miss Lovely, all one word, underscore the artist. So it's MISSLOVELEE underscore the artist. And I have a link tree in my IG bio. and all my links are there, like my Spotify links, YouTube links. So yeah, mainly on Instagram. So that's where they can find like everything.
Okay, we'll include that in the podcast description too. Make sure
Yes.
they can make sure they
Thank
come check you
you.
out.
Thank you so much.
Any final thoughts? No.
This has been a pleasure. I've enjoyed this conversation, I'm gonna just say.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm gonna
Yes.
get off this call and go do these
Listen.
Kegels.
Oh,
Yes, girl,
get
squeeze.
you some
Tell me
water.
about
Get you
squeeze
some
water
water
all day.
first. You
All
need
day.
some
You know, I
water.
keep my water.
Yes. If I can just share like one more thing, is
Yes.
that, anyone who listens to this, like I want them to know like they are loved, that they're a whole, that their past doesn't define who they are, and that you're special, and you are creative, and you are love, and you are peace, you are joy, you are happiness. And yeah, and just thank you for, being here. And and I'm grateful to you, Mo and Em, for inviting me on this podcast. And yeah, just thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
Oh, that was
you. It was,
beautiful.
yeah, it was so, it was such a pleasure to have you on. And thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for the love and the
Hey.
well wishes. All right.
Yes. All
Take
right.
care.
Peace and
Bye. Bye.
blessings.